This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Speakers, publishers, consultants, coaches, and info marketers unite. The Speaking of Wealth show is your roadmap to success and significance. Learn the latest tools, technologies, and tactics to get more bookings, sell more products, and attract more clients. If you're looking to increase your direct response sales, create a big-time personal brand, and become the go-to guru, the Speaking of Wealth show is for you. Here's your host, Jason Hartman.
Hey, it's my pleasure to welcome an amazing guy to the show. Actually, he is the co-founder of a company by the same name, Amazing.com. And this is a truly amazing company. I hate to keep using the word, but they are. I've been to their office. I've done a real estate investing course for them, and they are on the fast growth track. They are doing an awesome job helping people start, launch businesses, grow businesses. They're just doing some great stuff. So Matt Clark, the co-founder, is here to share some of his wisdom with us today and help you on that same path to growth. Matt, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Jason. I'm perfect. Thank you for having me.
Good. It's good to have you on, and you're coming to us from your headquarters in beautiful Austin, Texas. Is that correct?
Yep, right here in downtown.
Fantastic. Matt, you know, I hate to sort of just do the typical thing, but I'm dying to know myself. What the heck is your background, and when did you found Amazing? What did you do before that?
Sure, yeah. So, I graduated college in 2008 down in Houston and had the brilliant idea around 2008 to go work in investment banking, which anybody remembers.
It fell apart.
Yep, not the best time to do that. But either way, you know, I was there for about 7 months at an investment bank down in Houston in energy trading, actually. I planned to work there for a handful of years and then maybe go start my own business in that field. But I just didn't want to stick around any longer. I was there with some of the smartest people on the planet, people from Wharton and Harvard and Stanford and everywhere else you can imagine. And they all understood business, but they were never going to leave. They were just going to sit there and sort of complain about their jobs forever. And it was just not a place where I wanted to be. I knew I wanted to run a business. So after 7 months, I left and I ended up coming here to Austin and sort of fumbled my way into actually selling some very high-end health supplements on my own e-commerce stores, which was an adventure in and of itself because I had never done that before. I wasn't a programmer. I didn't know anything about setting up shopping carts or any of that sort of stuff. I liked health and fitness and I liked business. I knew I wanted to run my own business, and that was really the only connection. So I had to kind of figure everything out. So I was able to sort of fumble my way through, went from one store and 10 products to 30 stores and 11,000 products and about a couple million dollars a year in revenue within about 2 years.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Very bumpy ride. Learned a lot. Learned as fast as I possibly could. Tried a lot of different businesses out in that 20 years. I think talking with our employees the other day in a sort of company-wide weekly meeting, and I sort of added all the businesses that I tried up in that time period, which I'll talk about the e-commerce one because that was the one that came out of it, but it ended up being about 20 businesses in the course of 2 years. And so, found a lot of things that didn't work, found a lot of things that did work. And so I was able to build up this e-commerce business to a couple million dollars a year in revenue, actually ended up selling that e-commerce business. And along the way, I had started selling products on Amazon and realized that there was a very replicable business model there. I was only selling about 11 or so products on Amazon at the time, but there was about a million products available for sale on Amazon, possibly more. And so I was like, well, you know, I'm never going to sell all those other products. I really want to help people. There's a lot of other people that I've seen that struggle financially, that are trying to get off the ground, that want to try to build a business, but they really have no idea how. I was like, I think that I can turn what I've done here on Amazon, because it's a fairly self-contained business model, and help a lot of people build businesses. So that's when I met the other co-founder now of Amazing.com about 3-4 years ago. And we basically created a course teaching people how to do what I was doing, sourcing products, selling products on Amazon, doing some e-commerce sales outside of Amazon. And a lot of things, you know, really changed at that point. That's, you know, we found something that really made us feel good. We love the business. We love helping people. And we started seeing some pretty insane success stories. I mean, we had people that, for example, one guy, he and his wife and two kids living on government subsidized housing, making about $1,200 a month, really struggling to get by financially each month. They join the course. He presses a button with one of the pieces of software that helps you kind of pick a product to sell. He picks that product to sell, contacts the manufacturer, gets his own brand created, launches it on Amazon. And within a handful of months, he was doing hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in sales and was eventually able to basically go pay cash for a house, pay back his parents' money he had borrowed. And now he's got a business that probably does well into the tens of millions a year, all built with training that we created. Obviously, he learned a lot more as he went along, but it was really just pretty incredible seeing people, multiple people like that, start off knowing nothing, going through this program and building something incredible. It makes it extremely fulfilling. And so now we've gotten to the point where we aren't so much the people going out there and teaching all the stuff. We're basically applying our model for what we know works to get people off the ground, those very early stages of building a business, and to building all kinds of other businesses, mobile app, selling on Amazon, selling outside of Amazon, Facebook advertising, YouTube, and a whole lot of other things related to building businesses.
Good stuff. Wow. Do you care to share the name of your prior e-commerce company, the one you sold?
Sure. So the company name was actually never really public, so it doesn't really matter, but the main store that I sort of expanded into and then consolidated when I went from one store to 30 stores, then I kind of built everything back into one store. And the store, I believe, is actually still active. It's vitasouth.com.
Vita South?
Yep.
Okay. And so you were selling supplements, I assume?
Yeah, I was selling some very high-end hypoallergenic health supplements, and it was kind of a unique niche because those supplements, the ones I sold, which actually, it's funny enough, now that I know more about supplements, I actually buy them more now myself from other people. Those supplements, they were typically sold in doctor's offices. This was before when people really started looking into the quality of ingredients and whatnot in health supplements. I was a little earlier on, sort of by chance at first, and so I was selling some of those. They were all non-prescription, but they just weren't really readily available to everyone in the public. So those are the sort of brands that I started with, some very high-end ones that were sold to people who couldn't have all the crap that's in a lot of other supplements. They needed those, so they were sold in doctor's offices. I sort of brought them online and on Amazon, a chunk of them anyways. But
you were mostly just selling off of your own website, right?
At first, yeah.
This is obviously a huge question that requires... You could probably spend 2 weeks answering the question, but just in a super quick nutshell, how did you do that? I mean, how did you put up this website, you've got these supplements, and then you've got to drive traffic. You've got to get people to come and buy. And mostly I just like buying stuff as a consumer on Amazon because it's so easy, you know, click and you're done. You don't have to enter all your info and deal with different parties and stuff. But how did you do it?
Yep. So that's where we saw a lot of stuff going as well. But at first, my sort of early way of getting sales was I just learned everything I possibly could about Google AdWords. This was before Facebook's ad platform became super popular. So I learned a lot about Google AdWords, which you're basically just putting up an ad that's targeting keywords. So say people searched for typically like the brand name of the product that I was looking for, the brand name and the product name. I typically didn't advertise on very general terms like vitamin B. It was just too competitive. But very specific sort of niche terms, people would search for that. I would be paying for an ad to be placed in front of them. They would click on that ad. They would go to my site. Some of them would buy the product. And I would just have to back out those numbers and made sure that I made more in profit from those sales than I spent in ads. So that was how I got traffic initially, was just buying traffic on Google AdWords. It was a little bit cheaper for those products back then. So went from there. And then I actually, this was sort of in the heyday of doing search engine optimization. So back then you could do all kinds of stuff and it all worked extremely well. And so I was doing a lot of search engine optimization stuff. And that actually, at one point, sales from that form of marketing overtook sales from doing the paid advertising that I was doing. That was kind of how I got traffic and sales initially. But where things really started to change, because there was at one point when I had generated, I don't know, $1 million+ in sales. And then I was sitting there, I was looking at $100,000 American Express bill. And I'm like, what the heck happened? I was like, there is a lot of sales coming in, but where is the profit? How am I going to pay this thing off? And so that's when I started to learn more about building a base of customers, nurturing that base of customers, and started focusing more on that in the form of, you know, marketing, I guess you could say, and using the email list and communicating with them. And in e-commerce, it's a lot of it's like sending them information, sometimes coupons and that kind of thing. And that became a much more sustainable, much more profitable form of getting sales as opposed to just paying for it. Or even with search engine optimization, now and then you're still kind of paying to put a lot of stuff out there and content and whatnot, but just doing good things for customers, treating them well and staying in touch with them was a much more sustainable way to grow the business.
Good stuff. So take us to the Amazon part now. So, I mean, you touched on it a little bit, but it kind of surprises me when I learned about your company. And of course, I knew Jason Katzenbach through the Maverick group. But when I learned about your company, I just couldn't believe the stories I heard. I mean, they were amazing. They still amaze me. I know several of your students now that have these big businesses on Amazon. I mean, the first thing I would think is, well, aren't you worried building a business on somebody else's platform? You know, number one, because it could be, they could take the rug out from under you, right? And I'm sure you think about that. But, you know, how do you do it in a nutshell? You know, it's just a whole area, right?
So it's, you know, obviously there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but give you sort of the high level overview of how it works is, you know, you can go on Amazon in about 5 minutes, be selling something. You can sell some stuff you found around your house. You can sell used movies, books, whatever kind of product you could imagine. But to do it the right way, part of the way we sort of build sustainability and how people are able to ramp up beyond just like a few hundred bucks a month and do hundreds of thousands or potentially even millions of dollars is by thinking bigger, thinking more long term. So the first part of that is not going out there like I was when I first started my e-commerce business, not going out there and just selling other people's products. Because on Amazon, all those other products, say, for example, you're both selling the exact same, say it's a cell phone case or a supplement, it doesn't really matter. If you're selling the exact same product from the exact same manufacturer, that all gets lumped into one single listing on Amazon. When that happens, everyone is competing for what's called the buy box, which terminology doesn't really matter. All that really matters is only one person that is selling that product is going to get any sale that comes in because all are going to the same place and all the sellers are competing for those buyers. And one of the main ways that Amazon's algorithm determines which seller to actually give that sale to is price. So it becomes a game of just competing for lower and lower and lower and lower prices. So then if you're selling other people's products on Amazon, kind of on the entire internet now, chances are is you are getting beat up like heck in margins and you're not making any money. So the big sort of distinction there is to go sell your own product, create your own brand of whatever it is that you're selling. And nowadays with Google and Alibaba, it's fairly easy to find suppliers for any product. You're like, man, you know, it would be nice if I went and created a brand of cell phone cases. People are going to keep buying cell phones. I'm going to create some cell phone cases. Maybe there's a unique way I think I can do them. So I just look on Google or Alibaba, search for cell phone case manufacturer. You'll find a million of them. You go contact them. They'll give you pricing. They'll give you terms. And you can basically create your own brand relatively simply. And if you stick with the right kind of products, you can do it in a matter of weeks or at most a couple of months. And so now you have your own brand that, you know, there's still other products like that on Amazon. But at least when you have your own product selling on Amazon on your own brand, because it's your own brand, it's a unique brand that doesn't already exist. When somebody hits that page on Amazon, then you get the sale 100% because there's no other sellers. Nobody else has access to sell your brand.
Right. There's no competitor, but it sure seems for someone who, like myself who's never done it and maybe the vast majority of people listening, Matt, it sure seems complicated. Like, what am I supposed to do? Design my own product? I mean, I don't know how to design cell phone cases, yoga mats, whatever. Basically go into the manufacturing business, you know, and you got to learn how to deal with suppliers. And I'm sure you teach people all of this stuff, but it seems kind of complicated, and it seems like you would have to order a huge quantity of these items and maybe take a pretty big risk, right?
So the way that we teach people to do it is kind of the stair-step model in that you could go and create the world's most unique product that's never existed before. You have to get engineers and all kinds of other people involved to create this product that's never existed before. Think about products that maybe end up on infomercials or wherever else. That's one very extreme version of doing this. The version that we typically start people or recommend people start with is you find an existing product. If it's a product that you actually use, the yoga mat is an example you gave. If you're somebody who likes doing yoga, you've seen yoga mats before, you go buy some from some competitors. You look at maybe one tiny thing that could be modified or improved about it, or you don't even have to improve anything. You just go find manufacturers selling yoga mats, and then you can just put your own logo on an existing product. It's not somebody else's. These are just generic ones produced by manufacturers. You put your own logo on it, which any designer can create for $50. Put your own logo on it, so now you have your own unique brand of yoga mats. Now, you haven't reinvented the world and created some unique product that's never existed before, but you're in the game. You've got a business selling those kind of products, and that's typically what we recommend people do.
What kind of quantities are you looking at? Matt, if you want to put your own logo on yoga mats and have your own brand, what kind of quantities? Do you have to order 100, 1,000, 10,000, a million? You know, nobody knows.
Yeah, sure. So, so it depends on the supplier. Sometimes it's as little as 50 units, sometimes 100 units, sometimes 500 units.
Okay.
For most of the people that we've taught this to, the initial inventory investment is somewhere between $500 to $2,000.
Well, that's not that big a deal. Okay, and what kind of profit margin can you make on that? Can you double it? Can you triple it or what?
Depending on which aspect you're talking about. So say, for example, you're buying a product. A lot of people say the product's $10. We would expect you to be selling that for minimum of $30 to $40 on Amazon, for example. Now, flipping that around the other way, we see a lot of people selling on Amazon, and after Amazon's fees, after shipping, after cost of goods sold and everything else, they typically end up with somewhere between 25 and 50% sort of take home. Obviously, that doesn't include any business expenses if they have somebody employee or anybody else like that, but that's basically their gross profit is 25 to 50%.
All right. So yeah, with $500 to $2,000, you really can make some money, and you've launched a business. Wow.
Yep.
That's great. Okay. What else should people know?
Amazon is a business model. It works very well. It has a lot of unique characteristics in that, you know, they take care of a lot of the logistics and some of the good chunk of the customer service, because if you're selling through their platform, they'll take care of a lot of that stuff. But, you know, you mentioned something a little bit ago about, you know, how do you make sure that you're building this business for yourself and not just sort of being at the mercy of another platform? So one way is that we've already talked about, build your own brand, because you can sell that brand wherever you want. It doesn't have to be just on Amazon. The other way is make sure you start from the beginning by building a customer list. So the way you do this with selling products on Amazon is that you have a product. Say you're selling, once again, cell phone cases or yoga mats. So you're selling a yoga mat. Whenever somebody buys one and they open up the package for it, maybe you have a little card in there that says, hey, go to this website address, enter your email, and I'll give you 10 free yoga videos or some sort of other gift or tips or whatever. So then you're having a conversation with them outside of Amazon. You've built a customer list, you've built a brand, and you're getting sales on Amazon. So now you have something very sustainable that you own, and you're not completely dependent on another platform. So that's a very important thing that sometimes it takes a while for people to actually do.
Right, right. But it's important that you ultimately do that so you have that dual strategy going. You're selling on Amazon, which is, you know, just a giant audience, obviously. But then you've also got your own customers that you can nurture and have relationships with.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good stuff. What is Amazing up to nowadays? I mean, let's talk about your business a little bit. Unless there's something else you want people to know about Amazon and e-commerce, feel free. But I kind of wanted to, you know, have you share how you're helping people start their businesses and so forth.
Amazon is just one business model. It's got some unique things that make it kind of easier for some people to get started, but ultimately it's just one business. People are building incredibly successful businesses and all kinds of other models, still running their own e-commerce stores, or maybe they're going out there and they're doing a service business, or maybe they're selling mobile apps. There's lots of other businesses that can work just as well, and we realized that fact. And so a while back, I guess it had to have been a year or two ago, we started going out and finding people that had sort of been there and done that in other business models. And we sort of worked with them to develop courses that teach other people just getting started how to do what they've done. So say, for example, we've got a couple of people now that have been extremely successful building mobile app businesses. They're not software engineers. They're not developers. They're just entrepreneurs who wanted to create a mobile app business. And so they figured out how to hire other people to build a mobile app business, to basically to turn their idea into a real live mobile app available on the app stores. And we've sort of taught them our model for turning what's in their head, turning their experience into a step-by-step course that people will actually follow. That's the big component is, you know, a lot of people think that you can create a course, you just turn a bunch of information into some videos, and you're good to go. And we've realized that there's a lot more to it. There's a whole psychology to how the course is built, how it's structured, and also what happens after people sign up. You have to help those people. You have to answer the questions. You have to fix videos. You have to do all kinds of stuff. And that's really what helps people out. And so we're basically turning our model for turning entrepreneurs' successes into courses where people can sort of just follow along, follow exactly in the footsteps of that guy or girl, and go out and build their own business and get the same kind of or comparable result eventually. So we're doing that with all kinds of different models, whether it's starting a business from the ground up, like a physical products business or like a mobile app, or whether it's just using some piece of information to grow a business like you would with Facebook advertising or maybe using YouTube or copywriting, going out there and finding the best of the best and creating courses with them to help people out to either build or grow businesses.
Gotta say, given that everybody has certainly witnessed it, I'm sure there's so much stuff competing for our attention. There are so many gurus nowadays. There are so many courses and home study courses and things. You know, your company, Amazing.com, is doing it in such a sort of an upgraded way, a really professional way. And I know that because you made me do it. And whereas a lot of my stuff is sort of scattered and fragmented, I worked with a really, truly accredited, you know, person with a master's degree in instructional design. That's Melissa at your company. And she made me put my course into a format that is really, has these sort of, it's a proven model of relating my content and my expertise in the real estate investment world into a way that people can learn. There's a good progression to it. I mean, it's really, I learned a lot from doing that course for you. I've seen some of your other courses and the quality is just really up there. I mean, can you maybe address that and talk about how you decided to take a certain position in the marketplace? I mean, there's no shortage of courses and gurus out there, of course, right? What's the distinction?
One of my majors in college, believe it or not, was entrepreneurship. The other one was finance. So I saw that side of educating people how to build businesses. Then I also saw the side when I was sitting there as a hungry entrepreneur with my back against the wall trying to build a business to actually feed myself. Then I started taking courses and seminars and all kinds of stuff to try to learn how to build a business. So I saw the way that it was currently being done. And some of the stuff just kind of blew my mind. Being the person trying to take the course, you know exactly what you want to get out of it. You're like, I don't care that much about your story. It's nice. I don't care that much about all this theory. What I really care about is how I get immediate value from this thing. How do I get from point A to point B? And so that's how we started structuring our very first course that we ever created. It was to take people from one step to the next step to the next step, leaving no questions in between, just sort of pulling the string along so that they could follow everything step by step and be successful. And that's kind of, we did it out of necessity because otherwise people would just go through the entire course from start to finish and then be like, okay, that was nice. You know, it's kind of like reading a book. Like you may pick out a few tips, but it doesn't mean that you've actually implemented something and built something from scratch, which is the only goal of the courses that, you know, we publish on amazing.com. And so that sort of unique angle has really guided all of our decisions in how we create courses, how we guide instructors to create courses. And it's really helping people get the quickest amount of value possible so they can go out and get a real result in their life.
Can you give an example of some of the other courses? You know, of course, selling on Amazon, e-commerce, mobile apps, real estate investing, yours truly. What are some of the other courses?
We've got two courses now on Facebook advertising. One is a little more niche. It focuses on Facebook advertising primarily for people selling physical products. So whether you're selling on Amazon or your own e-commerce store, it doesn't really matter. We have a Facebook course just for that. And then we have a Facebook course that's pretty much for anybody that wants to do any sort of Facebook advertising. Facebook is huge, obviously one of the most valuable companies on the planet now. Its ad platform is absolutely incredible what you can do with it. So we have a couple courses on that. I've got a course now on how to use YouTube to grow a business, not how to go out there and be some YouTube celebrity and hope that, you know, it actually turns out for you, but how to actually use YouTube and video to grow an existing business. I've got another course basically teaching you a lot, the kind of financial stuff that you wish you learned in school but don't learn in school. So we've got a New York Times bestselling author that's created a course on how to do that. We've got actually pretty soon here, we've got a course by Kevin Harrington, who is one of the original sharks on Shark Tank, one of the founders of As Seen on TV as well. He's created a course with us teaching people a lot about building businesses, a lot about how to do product launches. And, you know, he's done over 500 of them and X number of billions of dollars in sales. And yeah, those are the ones that pop in my head. We're constantly creating and rolling out new ones. But yeah, so that those are the ones we've got going right now.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Well, Matt, the website, I assume you want to give it as just amazing.com, right?
Sure.
Yeah, great name. I'm sure that was not an easy domain name to get, by the way, but that's an awesome name. You know, any other tips you have for people, anything you want to tell people in closing, just to wrap it all up here?
I've kind of found that, you know, our core expertise when it comes down to it is not any one specific business model, though we do have technical skill in those areas. It's getting people to build their very first business. Now, a lot of people come to us have built multiple businesses, but getting people to build one that's actually successful is sort of our bread and butter. And, you know, we've learned a lot about what it takes to do that. So, you know, a few things are, a lot of people get sort of paralyzed by making an early decision because they're afraid they're going to make something wrong. The worst decision that you can make is to not make one at all. Because if you make a decision earlier, say, for example, it's what product to choose or what app to start or what business to start at all, the earlier you make that, the earlier you can go out there and build it, the more you'll learn and the faster you'll learn. So maybe you build an entire business and fail, but then you know what works, what doesn't work. And then that's a heck of a lot of education that you can't get really anywhere else. Whereas somebody else takes that entire time to try to pick the perfect business or product and they don't get that experience, who's going to be better off if they're both end up at the same point in time? It's going to be the person that has the experience. So getting out of your own way is a huge thing. And moving as quickly as you can, obviously make sure you're creating good products, you're treating customers well. But aside from that, the faster you move, the faster you'll learn, the faster you'll achieve whatever level of success is most important to you. So that's definitely one of the big ones right there.
No question about it. I think that is such a great point, Matt. Two things come to mind. The first one is breaking the dam. You know, you've got to just break the dam. If you're not doing this now, if you're not in the right business now, or if you're working for somebody else and you want to go out on your own, if you can just break the dam and get a little sort of proof of concept that this works, you can dive in and create something huge. But just start, just break the dam. I think that's critically important. And then the second portion of that is what all the business people call the big mo. You know, it's momentum. That's what business is all about, is get some momentum going for your own psychology. And this is a self-reinforcing belief system that you create for your bank account too, so that you can fund more and do more and grow more. So great, great advice. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really an amazing talk on this stuff. And the world is just full of opportunity, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it absolutely is.
Good stuff. Well, that's Matt Clark, everybody, amazing.com. Thanks again for joining us.
This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.